This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. The current shelter-in-place order meant stocking up on food, but the initial run on area grocery stores has since made that task difficult. In this edition of Vital Signs, Rachel Trammell, a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System, offers some suggestions for nutritious buying.
In the past, a lot of different, maybe social media influencers, people like that, will demonize things like canned food, frozen food, packaged food. And a lot of times, those foods can be great sources of nutrition and sources of calories, and that's a good thing.
The pecking order for most people, fresh is best. Frozen is maybe a good close second. But in canned foods, there is nutritional value to be found there.
There is. Now, if you can find no salt added canned food, that's amazing. But if you can't, that's okay. It's not a big deal. Things like canned vegetables, like carrots, peas, corn, and also canned beans are a really good source of nutrition that we can overlook sometimes.
Are there some types of canned vegetables that are better than others?
No, there's really no vegetable that's better than others as far as nutrition per se, but you do always want to think of things like starch content of your food if you have issues like diabetes, because we want to make sure that we're not causing more stress on our bodies.
So give me an example of which starch content might be a problem.
Things like corn and peas are higher in starch than vegetables like green beans. So green beans would be a superior choice if you're trying to limit the carbohydrates that you're eating.
Is there any kind of food choice that you highly recommend during this period? Something that really works for you?
Well, eating things that are that have a lot of color is a good idea. So making sure that you're including those vegetables or even things like sweet potatoes that are a really good nutritional bang for your buck, has a lot of fiber and some good starch and vitamin A. That's a really good idea. Making things like soup can make your food go further. So using chicken broth with some rice, frozen peas and carrots, and putting some canned chicken in a pot, you're done. It's quick. It's a nutritious meal, and you've got it.
When we're shopping, should we take into account, especially given the circumstances, basic food groups as opposed to, or maybe in addition to, personal likes and dislikes?
It doesn't necessarily have to completely guide everything that you're purchasing, but it's a good idea. And thinking about basic food groups can also take a lot of stress out of meal prep, especially if you're trying to make food for multiple people or people that have health conditions.
Meat's not always so plentiful these days. What are some good
substitutes? Right. So you could do eggs, which also are not exactly in the most available situation at the moment, but you could do things like nut butter, you could do fish, you could do maybe some cheese, things like that. And also don't forget that canned meats actually are also great.
Should you take into account, though, since we're sheltering in place with a lot of time on our hands, maybe the more sedentary lifestyle that you are leading?
I think that mindless snacking is something we can all take kind of into account whenever we're thinking about the food that we're eating. But at the same time, it's really important to remember that we need to give ourselves a lot of grace right now because it's a very stressful time and your body usually uses a lot more resources when it's stressed. So some of the things that we usually find comfort from, things like going on a walk outside, going on a run outside with friends, meeting friends for maybe brunch or drinks on a patio, things like that, have been taken away from us momentarily. So sometimes it's important to remember that we can comfort ourselves with the food that we eat, maybe something that's a little more starchy or something that makes you remember childhood or makes you just feel better about things is not a bad thing. One other thing that I did want to mention is I'm seeing a lot of posts on social media about this is the time to diet. This is the time to lose all the weight you've wanted to lose and restrict your calories. And while it's important to be mindful of what we're eating, this is definitely not the time to diet or restrict calories too much. Our bodies consume more calories when we're stressed. So it is very important to eat enough food so that we're ready for the day and can support our families and loved ones as best we can.
Rachel Trammell, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it.